T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I can't believe you're trying to tell me that technology is making parenting, to be a lazy parent, too easy.
It's so easy, Corey. The easiest it's ever been, truly.
It's Team PXY on 98PXY. Corey James, Breezy. I love when people without kids like to make these bold statements.
You know what? I am an expert. I don't have any kids, and I take it all in. You know what I mean?
I mean, look, with the announcement, it was one of the stories in the feed that Pampers is launching a new smart diaper line that will literally send you a notification when your kid pees. Okay, like, it's a little extreme.
That's obnoxious.
But there's a cooler part to it, too. No one's really talking about the fact that it also tracks your baby's sleep pattern. Like, now that can be really beneficial, and I don't think that's lazy. That's just using technology to get information. Like, we do it with our Fitbits. We do it with our apps. I mean, we do it for adults. Why shouldn't we embrace the technology for kids as well?
I feel like this is selfish, though, because you just want to know so you can, like, do your sleep schedule around your baby. So you know exactly when you're like, oh, okay, well, I have 15 more minutes. I know he's going to wake
What's
up.
What's wrong with having information? It makes life more convenient. That's what technology is about. I think there's a difference between lazy and convenient. So, like, you know, what's a really fun conversation to have with parents now who are maybe older and have older kids is some of the technology that is out there, because it blows their mind. So
they're like, we got the short end of the stick. Truly.
Kinda, yeah. But, you know, talk about diapers. Like, I don't think that this smart diaper thing is necessarily something anyone needs, because if you have kids who are in diapers now, you know that there are literally diapers out there where there's a line in the front, and if they've gone number one, it turns from yellow to blue. So you know immediately if there's pee in that diaper.
I just feel like you're cutting corners. Your parents didn't have this for you, Corey.
Yeah.
And you turned out fine-ish. Like,
I like how you said fine-ish. Thanks for that.
Heavy on the ish.
That makes me feel great.
But it's just like, wouldn't you want to just full send into this whole parenting thing the old-fashioned way? Parenting is all about curveballs, Corey. You got to take them as they come. You can't have the safety blanket saving you every time.
Here's the thing, though, okay? As a parent with a younger child, I think technology is immensely helpful, and there's a lot of great things out there. There's the line in the diapers. There's what we have is a baby Brezza, which is basically like a Keurig for formula, where it's the perfect temperature every time.
Okay.
It's the perfect amount of formula mixed with the perfect amount of water.
Perfect. Weren't you just preaching how nothing in life is perfect, Corey?
Well, unless it's the baby Brezza, because that is perfect. And we get to avoid burning our wrists off testing how hot the bottle is, or God forbid, scalding her child's mouth with it. Why wouldn't you take advantage of that? There's the Mamaroo is a thing that I know our son Mason loves, where if you don't have kids, it's basically a seat you put him in, and it's motorized, and it goes in different kind of, you know, formations, basically, and it plays noises, and it, you know, gets them to sleep a little easier. It gives you as a parent a little bit of time to clean bottles and clean up.
Tried to get in Mason's Mamaroo, not really what we're talking about. It's just a waste of money, Corey. You could do this all on your own. You could take your baby with your own two arms, bounce it up and down, play some music on your iPhone. Like,
You just brought up iPhone. That's technology.
Okay, play some music on your radio.
What's the cutoff? What's the cutoff of it being okay to use the technology? That's what I want to know.
Bare minimal.
And here's the thing, okay? Sure. Does technology make it easier to be a parent in the beginning? So far, it seems like it, based on talking to older parents who have older kids. But I feel like it evens out when technology goes from becoming your friend to becoming your enemy. When you have to monitor your kids, all of their social media, you have to literally, you know, what was that app you talked about a couple weeks ago?
Oh,
that 365, where you...
Oh, 360, Life 360,
where
yes.
You literally just stalk your child and put essentially like a GPS chip on them,
mm-hmm.
and know everything that's happening. Like, that's when technology kind of turns on you. So it all evens out. Plus, like, I can't believe you're making this point. Did you come to work today in your horse and buggy? Or did you come in a car?
Nope.
Technology! Oh no, you're using technology!
This is what is it, basic form!
Wouldn't it be more better to just pull up with your horse and just give them some carrots and then come into work?
I should get a horse because I get way too many speeding tickets. So you know what? Sorry, but...
I assume that you only watch movies on VHS, right? Because, I can't take advantage of the technology of streaming. It's too easy. It's making so lazy.
Vinyl's coming back. Sorry that I have a record player. It's not really a big deal. You know what? All of these old things are coming back around, Corey, and I think that parents should take note and just, you know, get the old pack and play out and just
get the
baby swing. Yeah, but that's all I had growing up. That's all I had. Pack and play. Why would you, a little cloth on the ground and a swing.
Why would you handcuff yourself like that? Why would you do that? Take advantage of the technology of the day.
You're going to change your kid's upbringing. That's all I'm saying, Corey.
All right. Jump in. Can we get some parents jumping in on this as well? Specifically new ones. Do you think that technology is making it too easy to be a lazy parent? Or are you of the school of embrace the technology?
And not for nothing, Corey, but if this technology goes, you're screwed.
What do you mean?
You have no idea how to just do basic parenting skills because you're so dependent on all of these little...
I could definitely mix a bottle if need be.
Really?
It's not that hard. Baby barista
or whatever the...
222-9800. A bunch of parents want to jump in this morning. Chris from Pittsburgh. Do you believe that parents are taking advantage too much of technology and it's making us lazy?
Absolutely not.
Oh, thank God.
Oh, God, Chris. Come on.
No, and here's why.
Why is it, Chris? Tell us.
Old-fashioned. Try going back to swaddling cloths and washing those every day.
Yeah, seriously.
Because technology makes life easier. It's not cheating. Just like you driving a car isn't riding a horse.
Exactly.
We advance our technology to make it better.
You know what, Chris? I hear you. I really do. But it's altering the upbringing as a whole. That's all I'm saying.
I'm pretty sure right now that my son, Mason, he has no clue that the baby Brezza is giving him perfect formula. I think it's going to have no impact on him as a child moving forward. Other than that, he hasn't been scalded.
Really? Because when Mason goes to Starbucks and his latte is at the perfect temperature, he's going to feel entitled to the perfect temperature.
Oh, here we go. Chris, thank you, man. I appreciate you jumping and getting my back on this one.
You're welcome.
Later.
Emily from Rochester checking in. Do you think that technology is making it too easy to be a lazy parent?
Honestly, it's beneficial, but I wouldn't really call it lazy. It can be helpful because say you got another kid and your baby's just trying to sleep and you got a toddler running around.
Yep.
It'd be nice if you got, because I have this for example, I have a newborn and then I have a 2-year-old. So it's hard for my newborn to sleep when the 2-year-old's being loud. So say I put the Mamro or Mamaro, I don't have one of those, so I don't know how they work. But
yes, yeah, so essentially it's something you can put them in there and then you can keep an eye on your toddler. I mean, when it comes down to it, it's downright safety, right?
Yes.
No.
And then as for that bottle thing, I think that's great because, as you said, you don't have to burn your wrist or you don't have to burn the baby's mouth.
Well, you also don't have a baby screaming in your ear while you're trying to mix it and put it in the microwave for the right amount of time.
I think you both are being a tad dramatic. Are you boiling this baby's bottle? What's going on here?
That's a stereotype, right?
I mean, I breastfeed, so I don't do all that formula stuff. Mm-hmm. I do warm up the bottle if the breast milk was in the fridge. So, putting it in that warmer, sometimes it can warm it too much.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
I mean, if you're breezy, you're not even allowed to pump and put it in the fridge because you're taking advantage of cooling technology. It's laziness.
Put it over ice.
Oh,
thank you for checking in. Have a great morning.
You too.
Bye. It's Team PXY. Thank you for holding. Danielle in Dansville, did you want to jump in on talking about technology? And Breezy believes that it's making it too easy to be a lazy parent.
Well, the only thing I think is wrong is that diaper with a cell phone alert.
This kind of stemmed from Pampers announced they're going to be doing what's known as a smart diaper, and there's some cool aspects to it. So it's going to track sleep, which I think is really beneficial, but also it will send you a notification literally when your kid pees.
Yeah, but that's the thing. As an adult and as a parent, you're supposed to check your child's diaper no matter what.
That's exactly what I'm saying, Danielle.
But look,
I just feel everyone is on their phone nowadays. Me, I have 3 kids. Yes, I take so many pictures of them every day. But I do not want a pee alert. All right? I I am a parent, and I know how to check my child's diapers.
Well, of course. And this isn't a conversation about defending Pampers and their smart diaper, because I agree. Like, that seems a little much, but, like, look, you know, everything's on a home run. You know, every product's not a baby Brezza. What did you call it? Baby Barista?
Baby Barista.
I just think people are going to sit there on their phones and, like, you know, it's just, why is everything that will be about a phone when it comes to technology?
That's what I'm saying, Danielle. Corey controls his Mamaru via phone.
Yeah, Bluetooth,
I think
it's so cool.
I think it's a little obnoxious.
Can change it from a tree formation to bumpy road. It can change the volume from a heartbeat to
hope
the ocean.
Your phone dies. Seriously.
I had a Mamaru for my first kid, and she used it maybe 5 times, and then I sold it because it was pointless. I could wrap her to sleep.
Thank you, Danielle. The old-fashioned way. That's what's wrong with this country.
Look, I'm not saying you can do it old-fashioned if you want to, but I don't think you should be throwing judgment out to parents who are taking advantage of the technology that is in front of us.
I get that, but at the same time, are they going to take the time to be with their child, or are they just
going to
put their child on technology for the rest of
their
life? That's
saying, Danielle. Are you waiting for the app that takes care of your child for you? Robot. Change. Yeah. When's Pampers' next announcement going to be? They have the new diaper that changes itself.
A nano nanny, if you will.
Exactly. Or, you know, that's like putting a child in front of a PlayStation system at the age of 10 or 11 and saying, here you go, daycare.
Yeah.
Look, I'm not going to argue that certainly technology can, if you use it the wrong way, can be a negative thing. But if you're using it the right way, it's just a beneficial thing to make your life easier and honestly, your kid's life better.
I just really hope that this, like, doesn't make parents, you know, always thinking that they need an alert to change the diaper.
Mm-hmm.
Is it for the poop or is it for the pee? You know what I mean? Like, does it alert both or just the pee?
Well, just the pee.
So far, they don't have the poop technology up to par with the pee technology.
Then what's the point in it? I mean, you want to change this definitely the way you're
going to
work.
In his offense, you can smell the poop from a mile away.
Yeah,
Danielle.
You don't need an app to tell me that.
Oh, yeah,
trust me.
Thanks for calling in.
Bye.
No problem, bye.
The poll up on Facebook. You can still vote there. It's pretty amazing. 80% of the people voting saying that it's making parents too easy to be lazy. Wow, mm-hmm. I'm shocked right now.
Sorry, Corey, but like I said, I'm an expert on parenting, so.
Obviously. Wish there was an app to make you go away.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.